Niba Jebar, Niba Jeshe Lassum, now the second main point, Jeshe, detailed explanation of the reasons. Niba Jebu Jebar Shebarani, Timet Payin Dorena. Pay Jusin Jebar Shebaros, Timet Payin Dorena. The main point is that Jebu Jebar Shebarani, it has to Timet Payin Dorena. They using Jabal Shaba. How the enlightenment is pure, the purity of enlightenment, explanation with the detail reasons. The reason in detail. Jabal Shaba Lasum Nyam Shadang Jitub Ki Tobi Drivu. Now, then this also falls under three. Heading, Nyamsa dang jetob ki tobe devu. Nyamsa is the absorption in meditation, or you can say meditation. Tang is end. Jetob ki, jetob is a post meditation. Literally, jetob means attain afterward. Tapa means to happen something. It means to attain means to happening. All the happenings after. After means after meditation. So it has been translated as a jetop, means jetop as a post meditation. Ki means by that, tobe means obtained or attained, achieved. Devu means the fruit achieved through nyamsha and jetop, through meditation and post meditation. Tuksum tabe devu, then the fruit which is pure of three poisons, that is the cha, syedang and timu. Three poisons, as you know, that dacha, desire, shedang, anger, timu, and mental darkness. And how the fruit is pure of these three poisons. And then this meaning or this fact or this point of the pure. This purity, the pure fruit, pe gudam jam is applying with the nine examples. Tangbuni, now tangbu nyamsha dang jetob gin dibu, nyamsha dang jetob ki tobi dibu. Chuzo ni importance, chuzo so sin do cha so, lobur ni mong tabane, dona mi do yi chi gin dibu imbarab je. Imbarab je. Namba kunji chon dende, sangji kunji nge tob. Tene jele, Toba in the Wimbar, Ishi the Wimbar Dun, it goes up to here. Imbar Dun, but in the root text, Dun is there, present tense form, Satatatana, but in the commentary, Imbar Ten is taught as being. Imbar Ten means taught as being. Imbar Ten means teaches as being, but it's same, yes. But according to Tibetan, it should be more correct. According to the root text, it should be more correct. Then 10. Yeah. Should be. Is in the Wimber. Should be Wimber. Should be like root text, in fact. 10. Jesung Tes. So, this Jesung Tes does say that is root. Jesung Tes is a quotation, you know, giving some quoting from the root text. Time Chunden Yu Tsoso. Time chunden yu tsoso. Time meba is. Time is stainless. Chu chunden is with the water. Tso is lake, etc. The example of the lake, the stainless lake, or this very pure lake, etc. The example already given before. So, kechu sumdan dewe. Time chunden yu tsoso. Kecho sum nang denpa shindu. Yes. Kecho sum nang denpa shindu. Docha so lubul ki nyumun ba sum thani. Samden so nyembo sum tobe tamne dorje na. Time chunden ki toso. Kecho sum nang denpa shindu. Time chunden ki to. Sum in this tree, time chunden ki toso. This is example, etc. And the example, this in this etc. Time chunden ki to. Then, Dachin ki khani, khanang ne thaben dawa. Second example. Tingi cho tubodan thaben, nimi king hol oesalwa. These three, it refers to these three examples that we had yesterday. Time, last time is. Time chundin yi cho so, kechu sum dang denba shindu. So like the special, three special quality, such as, the lake with the pure water, and the moon free from the moon, from the eclipse, from the Rahu, and the sun, shining sun, free from the cloud, thick cloud. It's like that, Denpa Shindo, like that. Docha so lubur ki nyumung sum thane, samden so nyumbu sum thobe, thamni dordunas. Like that, docha, etc., lower ki nyamung pa sum, the three incidental stains, thanem is having purified, samden so nyambu sum thoba, samden so the meditation, etc., the three, samden so nyambu sum. These three, in these three also, the chalat. Sometimes on Nyambo Sum, it is referred to Nyambo Namidovi Shikondo. This refers to what? This sometimes. Will ask Rinpoche, to which the sometimes of these three is what? Shadana Chavatam. Nimiji was a lower determinant. Something is not mentioned here. I think. Some denso. Nimbusum tobe. Nimbusum tane. Some dentang. Some denso. Nimbusum. This Nimbusum. Well, okay. Samden so nyambusum, the meditation, concentrated meditation, etc. These three remedies, you know, three nyambum is three remedies. Sum tobe tabne. The way it is obtained, the three remedy, after having become purified of the three poisons which are incidental. This tab, you know, dorjuna means in brief. This tab, this method. Tham is the means or ways. If it is explained in brief, then nyamsha me dog be ishi ki thagun de wui bal jatos. Actually, this is referring to some days or nyambusum. This nyambusum, some days or the meditation, etc., the three remedy, which will be explained afterward, yes. Referring to not the last lesson, but coming lesson is referring to the coming lesson. Nyambusum is the three remedy. Nyamsa le, tap nyamsa the jele thobe isi yin. Sivinda Bhujam Patanta. Huh?
So sometimes is it the three remedies such as Santa and so on?
Right. Yes.
And so something
refers
to Yamsha then.
Yamsha, yes. Yamsha. Uh-huh. This three remedies such as samdhan, etc. That refers to samdhan, etc. Three. This remedy, you know. Let me find the one. What you can do down there. Samdhan, the thing is, you shouldn't watch it. The interesting is, you should have your super. Ninja. Samdhan should have. Yes, it refers to the next one, yes. Dosha Dunni Pantinum, Duja in Pamara, something shouldn't be published. Should I do not somebody? The Dan Dajan Lando, Nijin, yeah, someday so. Someday, Chamba and Ninja. Ninja and Chamchen, you know. Ninja Chimbo, Chamba Chimbo, the three things first. This coming one now, this coming lesson. Someday so, Nimbusum is it. The concentrated meditation, etc. The three, etc. The three remedial, you know. The three remedies. So in this, samten and ningje and the chamba chembo, ningje chembo and chamba chembo. So that will be explained afterward. Ningje chembo, the great loving kindness. Chamba chembo, the great compassion. You know. Pardon? Yeah. Sorry. Yes, the great compassion and the great kindness or loving kindness. Yes, these three things referring to this. This the way, through which these three remedies are obtained or achieved. Dorduna, Nyamsa Mitobi Shiki Tavin Dewimba is the fruit. Nyamsa Mitobi Shiki Ishiki Talvi Dewu Yimbarabdu Jola. Is the fruit, Dewu Yimbarabdu Joto, Dewu Yimbarabdu Jola means has been explained as being the fruit of the freedom of the Nyamsha Mitobu Ishe, of the Nyamsha Mitobu Ishe, the wisdom, you know, the awareness, yes, that which does not conceptualize or which does not discriminate. Mitokpa means not to discriminate, you know, indiscriminate, which does not discriminate. So this refers to that awareness during the meditation. La? Yamsha mito. In root text. Then mito is here in the way in Barabdoja. Namakun Chandavati. Usa should not be there. No, no, mito is here. Never meet up, you see. Such should not be there. Yes. Then, Yamsha meet up, you see, you have to do in Barabujoto. So, Yamsha meet up, you see, is awareness, the awareness which, you know, Yamsha meet up. The awareness of the Yamsha. The awareness of the Yamsha, Yamsha, you know, the meditation which does not conceptualize, which does not discriminate. Devu Yimbarabdu Jala is the fruit, this fruit of this Nyamsha, Nyamsha Mitabha Yishe, is the means through which the three remedies are obtained or achieved. Yes. Yumun Basum Tane. Yumumbosum Tane, having purified the three poisons, you know.
This comes after one has.
Timmy Chundi is also Kibas on the Machindo. Dosha so Lubuji Yumumbosum Tane, some days on Yumbosum Tane, some days on Yumbosum Tobe Tabni. This tab refers to Yamsha Midobe Yishe, you know. The fruit of Yamsha Midobe Yishe, which is the means. For the purification of the three poisons and attainment of the three remedies. Yes. Nyamung basum thane means having purified the nyamung basum, then to obtain to achieve the three remedies such as samden etc. Yeah, so tap means the way or the means to achieve this. You can say these the means or the ways to get rid of three poisons and to achieve the three remedies is what? Nyamsha is the fruit of the Pavi Nyamsha. Nyamsha Mitovishya. Imbarabdu Jala means has been explained very well or has been perfectly said. Or Imbarabdu Jala means well said or well explained. Shedi Pambe Yunde, Kinamakuni Chodan, the Sanji Kuni, never to the top. Nyamsha Te Jelet Tobin, Jigdemi Ishiki. Terso combat cheba in the way in but then those. So now, yeah. Namba Kunji Chora the Sangi Kuni never to the top. Yes. Nimbusum the Tolbe, Nimbusum top the top. Nimbusum the Tolne, Nimbusum top the top. Tap the means, you know, which through which one relinquish the three poisons or purify the three poisons and achieve the three remedy is the fruit of Nyamsha Metavishya, is the awareness of the meditations, which does not conceptualize or which does not discriminate the phenomena, chola. And now, what is the means that the shidi bangbe yende ye namba kuni chodan debe sanji kuni ngabar tobe tap. The means through which we relinquish the shidipa, and achieve the body of the Buddha, which is with all perfect qualities, is Yamshati, Jetoble, Tobi, Jigdembi, Ishigi, Toso, Combat Seva, Dewimbarab, is the fruit, you can say, is the fruit of the practice. Yamshati, Jele, Tobi, Yamshati, Jele, Miss Yamshati, Jele, Tobi, means the whole meaning is post meditation. Jigdembi, Ishe, means the mundane awareness. Or the worldly awareness. You see, kiss means by the worldly awareness, you know, which happened after the post meditation, or after the meditation, or during the post meditation. You see, ki thoso kumbar seva yin dewi yinbar ten thoba thoso what he says about the Thoba. Thoba, Thosam Gomsum, yes. Yeah, he says, Thosam Gomsum, Khombar Cheva, in the way, Barabdu Jyotho. Thosok, in this sok, Thoba, learning or hearing, and Samba, reflecting, and meditation, Gomba, so, etc. These three, Khombar Cheva, in the way, Barabdu Jyotho, means, Khombar Cheva, habitual, Khombar Cheva, means, how? Devu means the fruit, that one achieved, one derived, or one, or, through the practice of Thoba, etc., through the practice of the hearing, reflecting, and the meditation, etc. Jigdembi Ishegi, this sa should be there or not, I don't know. Namakuni from the Sanji Kuni, then it's Jele, Thoba, Ishidu, you know. I doubt if Sa should be there or not. Ishiki, Toso Combrace with the Wimber. Yamsati, Jele, So now this is his subject, you know, the means. She did bang you need number in short and sanji couldn't never to the top. This is subject now. You have to take like that. Subject. The means through which Shiti Pangwe, the Shiti is relinquished, the Shiti Diva is relinquished, and the perfect Buddha, which is with all kind of your name, which is with all kind of supreme qualities, has been taught as being, yes. The fruit, now, the last line you have to go, sorry, the last sentence. Last part of the sentence. Nimbartento means has been taught as being the fruit, Jevu, the fruit of the practice. The fruit that arises in all and obtained through the practice of the fruit of Jigdenbi Yishe. It should go like that. The fruit of the mundane awareness which is obtained through Thoba, Samba, and Gomba. It's okay? Yes. Namsati, Jele Thobe, Jigdenbi, Yisheki, Yisheki, Thoso, Kumbha, Seva, Yidewu. Yeah, Kumbha, Seva, Yidewu. Jigdenbi, Yidewu. This Jigdenbi should join here, in fact. Jigdenbi, Yisheki, Yidewu. Jigdenbi, Yisheki, and Jigdenbi. Last one, Jigdenbi. So this Jigdenbi, the fruit of the fruit, that is the Jigdenbi Yishe, that is the mundane wisdom, how it is obtained? Through reflecting, through hearing, learning and reflect, through hearing, reflecting and meditations. Through this and this is obtained. So this is the means, you know. After Yishe, ki. I think sa doesn't sound here really reasonable here. In the Jigdenbi Yisheki, Thoso Khombar Chevayi, Jigdenbi. If you put the sa, then Jigdenbi Yisheki, okay, let's try. By the fruit which is obtained, the fruit of the practice of Thoba, Samba and the Sheraf, you know, obtained or achieved through the Thoba and the Samba and Sheraf. No, I don't think this side is right here. You just underline, and you'll ask Rinpoche again. You don't cross it, just underline, or to put some question mark. So this should be like that, in fact. That's for the time being. Nyamshati jele thobe, jigdenbi yishigi thoso. Jigdenbi yishigi, jivu kharasana, jivu te, the fruit, that is the fruit of the mundane wisdom or mundane awareness, which is obtained through the, or which is obtained or which is attained through the practice of this, khomba means infinite, not practice, it is through the equivalent, you know, through being equivalent with the Thoba, Samba and the Gomba. So this is the means. This is the means, you know, a means, tap, the means to relinquish this Shijidipa, the Shijidipa, and to obtain the Sanjijiku, which is in the Namakunji Chalanama, which is endowed with the all supreme qualities. You know, then Niva, now the next one. Nyamsaran jetob ji thobe devus ta dusum thabe devu dusum thabe devu, the fruit which is pure of the three poisons. Dosa ne nimashim dosa dun ne pangse dang dosa yin ne pemana samde chu ne belse de chura ding dang sung ba ni dosa dun ne pangse dang this translation you have got already, I think everybody has, don't you? The root translation of the root text. Duja in Pemala, Samde Chun Bhajud, Chura Jinatuman. And Nimashin Chasambu. Rangi Gula comes to me, Jesu Chab and Dosa, Semyobar Chibin, Duldang, Dawanan Malibur Pang with Chipang. Rangi Yula. Rangi Yula means in its in one's own live stream, Rangi Yula. In one's own live streams, in one's own stream, or in one's own continuity. So this is referring to the Buddha. Kamsumbe Jesu Chabe Dacha. Kamsumbe Jesu Chabe Dacha. Kamsumbe means the three world, three sphere. Jesu Chabe Dacha. Jesu Chabe Dacha is the same one word, in fact. Because Dacha, Jesu Chakwa is a commentary or explanation on Dacha. What is Dacha? That is Jesu Chakwa, you know. Jesu Chakwa, you can say, craving. Dacha is a desire. Desire such as craving, you can say. Dacha, same nyokpar chepa, which pollute the mind. Same means mind. Nyokpar chepa means which pollutes. Nyokpar chepi, dultangdawa. Like the dust. The desire or craving, etc., and which is like the dust, like which like the dust, pollute the mind. Same nyokarchava. Same nyokarchava means to make muddy, you know, which makes the mind muddy. Same nyokarchava means which makes the mind muddy. That means which pollute the mind, which perturb the mind. Dawanone mahalu patpangwe chetang has been given up completely. Means Buddha, since he has given up the dacha, etc., which he has given up dacha, that means in his life stream, not life stream, in his own continuity. Rangi Jula? You can say mind stream also. Rangi Jula, in his own continuity. That means his own being, you know. In his existence, you know. He has given up this. It means that he has given up all this. He has given up the dacha, etc., completely, which is like dust and which makes our mind muddy and our mind polluted. Chetang is one reason. And duja she mangbu yi yini yu meto pema tan dawa la chue tenbe. Duja she mangbu yi yu. Yu meto pema tan dawa. And the yu, or the continue, the life, the here you can say the life stream or the life, continuity of the life of the other beings, which are like metopema thangdawa, which are like the lotus flower. So now it is compared, example is, you know, the lake with the lotus flower, the pure lake with the lotus flower. So the lotus flowers are like the being, and the pure lake, the unsullied, and the pure lake is like, it's like his relinquishment. Relinquishment of desire, etc. Puja she mangbu yini gyu pema dawala chue tenpe. Since he taught chue tenpe, this side you can say since, or you can say as he taught to the beings, to the beings who are like the lotus, to many beings who are to be tamed and who are like the lotus flower. Something ki chue tenbe, and something ki, something tingin ki chunin babjing. Sine lakdong ki lembar chabe chetang. Tenbe, and something tingin ki chunin bab chetang. He causes, babjing means he, not causes, sorry. And the water of something and tingin zin, and the water of concentrated meditation and samadhi flow from him, or falls from him. And babjing, and he, lembar cheba means, you know, to make wet, you know. Lembar cheba means, lembar means, len is, what you call, the wetness. Lembar cheba means to make wet, you know. He makes the being wet. Pardon? Lembar is adjective, wet. Lembar cheba is to make wet. You say to make wet or to? Yeah. To make wet. Or lembar chebeche, no? He makes wet the beings who are like the lotus. He makes the beings with the water of something and tingizins. No, sorry. He causes the fall of the water of something and tingizins on the beings of the lotus and makes the beings and makes them wet with Shine and Lhagdong. It means that both Samden and Tingazen, Shine and Lhagdong are compared with the water, the flow of the water. Shine Lhagdong is Lambar Chabashida. And then Shine, Rinpoche says that Shine is Samden here. Shine means here Samden. Yulgi Minabar Shishing and Gavi Mikbala Nepa. Shiva means absolutely peace, a peace, you know, not disturbed from the external and the internal phenomena. And Nepa means abiding in the tranquility. So thus the Shine means, you know, Shine, the word meaning. It has got two words together, Shiva and Nepa. Nepa is abiding or resting, you know. Pardon? Dulja dul ni pang chirtang. This one. Dulja yi ni pemala. Something chuni beb chirte. Chuda dingda chumbani. Yes, it is a beb chirte. It was correct last year. So it should be bepa. Yes, now it is correct. Not bapa, no. Something ting in zingi chuni babjing. You know, in the commentary, it should not be bap, but beb. Dengbu should be there, yes. Because. Yeah, that should be then. The last year we had other root, you know. In that, Rinjengbo is given. The other kind of edition. From the edition, the printed in Bir, you know, by Khamdo Rinpoche. So that one is a bit correct, quite correct, that one. Yeah. Otherwise, it gives meaning, of course. But different is that our Bapa Bab is the intransitive of. Our Badimu Bapa is the transitive of. Because here Buddha is an agent, you know. So it should be transitive verb, not intransitive verb. So that's why I said it falls from him, you know. Because I took it as a transitive verb, intransitive verb. Now it is intransitive verb. It is transitive verb, in fact. Because we have corrected last year. How bar jingbo bepa, bep should be. Bepa means to cause to rain, you know. To cause to rain. If you say bapa, then to rain itself, you know, without causing. Yes. To fall itself, you know. Baba means to fall. Literally, Baba means to fall. And Bepa means to cause to fall, you know, by someone else. Something thing in the Gichunim, Babjing, Sine Lhagdong, Lembarcheba, yes. Lembarcheba is also transitive verb. Transitive verb. And Baba also should be transitive verb. So Dengbo should be there. Yeah. Yes. That is choice. With the Sa and without Sa both. Choice, you know. That's okay. You can write with Sa also. And someday thing in Zingi, Chunin, Babjings, Sine Lhagdong Lembar Chebe Chetang. He caused the rain of, I mean, he caused the waterfall of something and the thing in Zing, and he makes the being wet with the Sine and the Lhagdong. Yang Tawar, Yang Tawar, Chebis. Lhagdong, yes. And then Rinpoche explained Shine as a concentrated meditation, and Lhagdong, the awareness that one achieve through the Shine, the awareness that one achieve through the Shine, he explained that is called Lhagdong. First we have to develop the concentrated meditation. So after complete development of the concentrated meditation, then Lhagdong is achieved. Lhagdong. Lhagdong means to see something which is more superior. You know, Lhagdong means superior. Inside, yes. They have translated as inside. Literally, Lhagdong means something more superior. Something superior. Tongwa means the vision. The superior vision or superior knowledge, experience. Right, yes. So, no, he says that the real Lhagdong is achieved when one reaches the first level of Bodhisattva. Yes. Satang Bhutava Lhagdong Tobaso Tenjibu, yes, etc. The real Lhagdong is achieved on the first level of the Bodhisattva. lambar chebe che thangs.
How
does he come to Did he say? He said many things. I don't remember. Here he says, Tadongi lambar chebe che thangs. So the best thing is that really it should be translated at the same time. What do you think when he teaches?
Well, maybe what you could do is you could sit with one of the tape recorders and let it run through and turn it off and turn on.
Oh,
turn
yes,
off.
That also could be
and
done.
You could catch all those comments.
Do we have the tape record, what he says about it?
Yes, we have it right here.
So if, oh, you can play?
Sure.
Yes. So then I can, once you play it, okay, first we'll finish the translation. Then we'll, if you get time, then we'll do it again. Someday, Laodonghi, Lembar Chebe Chetan. Then, Rangshin Ji Tuen Pangdonghi, Tuenyi Tharchi Me Sangji Teni, Tuenyi Tharchi Me Sangji Teni, Chu Taba Yongsu Kangshim, Pema Mangbe Kebe Zingbu Yidong Wada Tsumba Yin La, Tuenyi Tharchi Me Sangji Teni, the Buddha who is perfected in the both Rangdon and Shenden, is like Tsumba Yin La, is like, you have to go jump in the last line, the last part of the sentence. It's like, Tsungpa Yinla means it's like the Yidongwa Jingbu Yidongwa, the very attractive and very alluring the lake, which is covered, now you go back from here, gradually, which is covered with the many lotus, the size, many, size, width, Mangpo is many, Mangpo is with many, Pema means lotus. Covered with the many lotus and full of pure water, completely filled with pure water. Yes. That's Buddha himself. Tuenyi Tharjime Sangye. And Tuenyi is Rangshinji Tuen and Bangdo Niro. Rangdun to Rangdun Bangba Punzo Dang Xiandun Dogwa Punzo, as he said that, and for Rangdun Bangba Punzo Dang Xiandun Dogwa Punzo, Bangdo Yin. Rangdun Bangba Punzo, when he has given up the complete ruling, the Sheji Dipa and the Nyumong Bidipa, and his relinquishment of the Sheji Dipa and the Nyumong Bidipa is Rangdun, and his complete realizations is Shenten. The perfect realization is Shenten. Chutawa Yongsu Kangxing, Pema Mangbu Kibi Zingbu Dang Yus Tsumbu Yina. Rangki Yu Yidu Miongwa La Kune, Rangki Yu Yidu Miongwa La Kune Narsimbi Shedang Dubachin, Dajin Tawir Dibale number 12, Shen Yu La Dungal Dang Tawar and Debi, Ningje Shenbu Dang, Ningje Shenbu Dang, Pemba Dang Tebar and Debi, Chamba Shenbu, Vesir Dang Dawa Namji, Duja Yin Dua Tadala, Yes, now the subject is here, Buddha again. And Buddha is like, we have to jump the last, 1, 2, 3, 4th line. It's like, Tima mepin, dawa nyakangwa, zale tarwa, chitawa yimbatang. Buddha is like, the Timamepe, the stainless, the moon, which is free from the Rahu. Then we have to go back. Because Rangi Yu, Yidu Miyong Wala, Yidu Miyong Wala, Kune Narsimbe, Shedang Dugwachin, Dajing Diwale number 12. Rangi Yu means his own continuity of stream. Yidu Miyong Wala means to those which are not attractive. Not attractive means Yidu Miyong Wala means unpleasant, you can say. Narsimbi Shedang. Shedang is anger. Narsimbi means to. Shedang is that. Narsimba is the meaning of Shedang here. Narwa means to suffer. Simba means thinking, thought. Thought of suffering means the thought or the mind to bring suffering to other. That's jadang. Towards whom? Those who are unpleasant, those whom he dislike, those whom one dislike. Shadang dubachan. And see, this shadang dubachan, this dubachan means very cruel, you know. Dubachan means very cruel. This cruel anger, which wants to bring affliction to other beings, is like dajintabu, is like the Rahu. Divale, tabi, divale number 12. So he is free from the obscuration, which is like obscuration. Sedang dubachan, rajintavi. He is free from the obscuration of the anger, which is like the Rahu. And what is anger? Narsimba. What is anger, you know? Sedang thanda karasan. Sedang itu rangi yidu miyong wala kuni narsimba. That's the meaning of sedang. Rangi yu means one's own mind. You can say yu, you can take as mind also. One's own mind, which wants to bring, narva means suffering, which thinks or which thinking of creating a suffering to those whom one dislike, one does not like, yidom yongwa, or one does not like, yes. That is shedang. And this shedang is obscuration. This obscuration of shedang is compared with it. Is like Dachin, you know, the Rahu. So Buddha is free from this obscuration, which is like Rahu. You have this tall way, this size, therefore, or since it is like that, Sheng Yu La Dungal Tang Chawar Debe Inje Chenpo Tang. And he has the great compassion. Great compassion, Inje Chenpo. He has great compassion. What is the great compassion here? The nature of great compassion? Shenjula Dungal Dang Tawar Dopa. That is called great compassion. He has great compassion, which wants not. Which wishes, yes. The wishes to free Dungal Dang Tawar Dopa. The wishes to free all other beings from the suffering. Shenju means other being, you can say. Rangju means one's own being. Shenju means other being. Or in other life streams, he wants to bring a freedom, you can say, freedom from the sufferings, freedom of sufferings in others' life streams. Therefore, he has great compassion. Pembatang, tebar debi chamba chimbota, and he has a great loving kindness because pembatang tebar debi, he wishes to meet other beings with a benefit, with the good things. Pemba means with the benefit and with the all that which is wished for. Tang Chepa means to meet. Tang Chepa Deva means a wish for meeting with the good things, you know. Pemba means benefit. Dukvachan. Dukvachan is cruel. Yeah. Mizurpa, like sometimes with Mizurpa also. Dukvachan means cruel. Dukvachan means then very, you can say, deadly or very dangerous and all these things, you know. Deadly, dangerous, cruel and very. Dukvachan. Dukvachan is cruel. Cruel, cruelty. Dukchub is cruelty. Dukvachan is the one with the cruelty. Cruel, yes, cruel. Cruel. Pembatang tebaran debi chamba chenpo. Chamba chenpo. And these two, Ningje chenpo and chamba chenpo, like Vesartang dawa namki. It's like light rays. Rays and light. Through this rays and light of great compassion and loving kindness, Durje doa thada la khyabar zete. Durje doa thada la khyabar zete. He causes to spread this light in all the beings who are to be tamed. Again, chabar zeba means, you know, to cause to spread or to cause to diffuse. Is it diffuse? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because to diffuse this light, you know, the light and rays of compassion and loving kindness in all the beings who are to be tamed. Zete, te is lakche here. So then what he does? Zete, jesu zimbishar. And he, in this way, he upholds the beings, jesu zimbishar. He upholds the being. Chana, since he does all these things, he upholds through radiating the light in all the light of loving kindness and compassion in all the beings who are to be tamed. Tengi thar chimbe sangye teni. The Buddha, who is perfected in two welfares, in both welfare, is like, then yes, is like the immaculate moon or the stainless moon, which is free from the Rahu. Rangi yu kamsum bi mishiba, timu ki tinso tubo dandave, divale, number trobe. This shin, you know, Pavushaku shin, you have to put up there. Chitawa shin, yimbatang. Rangi yu kamsum bi mishiba, timu tingi cho tubo dandave, divale, number trobe. Trobe, this page, sins, you can say. As or sins. The sins he is free from. His own rangi yu, his own stream. His own continuity is free from the kamsumbi misheba, free from the ignorance. Misheba means ignorance. Timuk is a mental darkness. So in the root text, timuk tilne nam thorwa, dovar yise vesir ki, mimba selchir, dovar yise vesir ki, mimba selchir sangi nyis. And this Timu, Mishepa is the commentary on Timu. Mishepa is explanation, the meaning of Timu. Mishepa means not knowing, literally. That's ignorance, mental darkness. Since he is free from his own life, his own stream or continuity, it is free from the ignorance and mental darkness of all the three worlds. And this mental darkness are like thing you thought tukpo dandawa. It's like very thick and a dense cloud. Torbe, dulje drawa shindu mangwar, tedagi yudang tumbar chwe tembe. Since not here, I think, by being liberated, by being free, I think, this sa should be as by being his own life stream, his own continuity, or Buddha himself, by being free from the obscuration. The obscuration of Mishepa Timupa, and the mental darkness and the ignorance of the three worlds, and which is like the very dense and a thick cloud. Duje dowa shindu mangwar tedagi yudang tumbar chwe tembe. He teaches to many beings who are to be tamed according to their continuity. Tedagi yudang tumbar. According to their life streams. Means according to their nature. According to their temperament. And according to their according to their nature and according to their temperament. Rangi yudang tumbar. So therefore, again, then this size, therefore, tenpa, therefore, ishi ki vasat nam ki mishi bi mimba tata selva zebese. Therefore, ishi ki vasat ki, by the light of the awareness, mishi bi mimba tata means all. All the darkness of ignorance, Selvar Jebeshir removes. Who? Buddha. The Buddha removes all the darkness of ignorance through his wisdom light. So here two reasons are given here. Number 12 pairs. Then Dulje Dova Shindu Mangwa Tedagi Gyudang Tunbar Chwe 10 pairs. There are two passes coming, one after the another. Or you can say through the liberation of from the from the ignorance. He teaches the being according to their temperament, according to their nature. And through this teaching, he dispels the darkness of all the darkness of the beings through his wisdom light. Then he tells him, Sanji ni teni tima mejing, or else ni matile, trova chitawa shindo, sino. Therefore is the word is not here. However, we can add, therefore, Tunyi Tarshimbe Sanji ni teni, this very Buddha who is perfected in the two welfares is like Tima Mejing Vasalve Nimatila Trovasino. It's like the stainless sun, which is very bright, the sun which is stainless and very bright and free from the cloud. This is tin ready, din marava. Nima tin le sabata parva. Sumba, now third, minyamne yasirishin. The third one is third point is tuksum tempe gudan jarva. Now this point what you call applying with the nine examples. This term it refers to here the Buddhahood, the Buddha or the enlightenment. Minyam ne jasir shins. Minyam nyam bi chue shetan, samju roni jinzetan. Shumba thang ni chal chirte, deshik dangzi nyingbo shin. Thakshir yonde zegi ni ulwa sirwa che shetan. Namrul jewu jinze che, stertang tertang chunba shin. Chu shloka, rinche chue ki ku shetan, kang ni dabu cho shetan. Rinche zuki nam be shir, teni rinche jasir shin, three shloka. So here three shlokas given. Minyam ne jasir shin, che sungte. Tavani de Tarsingi Changjuk, Teni, Kangdaya Minyamsing, Sanji Konada Yamijan de Chedan de Bissir. Tavani de Tarsingi Changjuk Teni. This enlightenment, which is endowed with the two kinds of purities that has been explained yesterday already, Tavani de, the primordial purity, and the purity from the purity of incidental. Stains, you know, the two kind of purity. Changchub teni, this enlightenment, teni means this very enlightenment, Thangdaya Minyam Sing is not equal to anyone. It's unequal to any things, you know. Thangdaya Minyam Sing is, Thangdaya Nyam Ki Mare Standa Kasawara. It's not, nothing is equal to it. Unequal. Kangdaya Minyamsin, Shen Kangdaya Minyamsin, any other things, you know. Then what is the equality to it, you know? The other thing that is equal to it. That is Sangye Konadang Nyambe Yundin Yichodan. It has all the Sangye Konadang Nyambe Yundin Yichodan. It has all the qualities which can be equal to the Buddha, which is equal to Buddha. Sanji Khonada Nyambi. Or only Buddha. He has all the quality. The enlightenment has all the quality which is equal to Buddha. Which is equal to only Buddha. Sanji Khonada Nyambi Yundingi Chudam. Dembichirtan. That's one reason. And Tambi Chur Samu Roju Pusum Sokwani Luji Kyola Jimba Debichirtan. The second reason. And Tambi Chu Samu Roju Pusun Sawa. Tambi Chu Samu, the profound true Dharma. Roju means the taste or the. The taste, yes. Pusun Sawa, the perfect taste of the profound true Dharma, Sawani. And Duji Kevala Jimbra Zebatang. And he gives to the all the beings, Duji Kyevo means Jimbar Zeba Chetang means Jimbar Zeba Chetang means gives to the being, gives to whom? Kyevo La means to the beings, Dulja, which are to be tamed. Second reason. Then Dibanyi Pachadang Chebi Shumbatang Tawe Chetang. Dibanyi Pachadang Chebi Shumbatang Tawe Chetang. And he is free from So here, this in Tibet is not like wood, it's not there. The skin of Dumni Bhatan, he is free from the skin of bark or skin of the two kind of whales together with its tendencies and latent tendencies or propensities. Or the Dimni Bhata is like the skin. And since Buddha is free from the Dimni Bhata, Dibanyi together, not only Dibanyi, but even it is enlightenment is not only free from the Dibanyi, two kind of whales, but also free from its tendencies, you know, Bhata. Nibbama Libas. Nibba Lui Devayas. Shumbatana Tavichiris. And Bhata means something. The effect still, you know, left over, still effect that is left behind. That's called Bhata effect. As Rinpoche says that if you put the musk deer, if you take the musk deer from it, from the paper, but still this smell remains there. Yes, and he had a habit of killing fish, you know, catching fish. So then he has given up to catch the fish. So after some time, then his bhakta arises and wakes up. When he sees fish, although he has given up to kill the fish, to kill fishes, but still when he sees the fishes, then he, desire arises to kill. This desire is a bhakta of those days. That means bhakta is like the habitual tendency, you know. Bhakta is a habit, in fact, isn't it? The effect of the habit, yes. Shimbatana Thayvacharis, Khorimshin, or these, you know, gradually, respectively, Pemala Thimbe, Devarashyakvatam, Dangmatam Thayvay, Dangzidam. Khorimshin, Pemala Thimbe, Devarashyakvatam. Yes. Pemala to me devar shekwatam, dangmala to dangzitam, bimbala to me divinimbu chitavachino. These three examples were given, three meanings points were given. Now the three examples will be given here. So this way, Buddha is like, Buddha or enlightenment, Buddhahood or enlightenment is like devar shekwa, the Tathagata Garbha, the image of Tathagata Garbha obtained from the lotus flower. Dangmatam, this respectively you have to, I think, you have to, at the end, right, you know. And Dangmatam, Dangzitam, the honey which is free from the honey bees, Vimbalachum, divining with the kernel of the seed which is free or which is separated from the bimba, from the husk, is respectively. So enlightenment is like the Tathagata Garbha. Sorry, the enlightenment is like Buddha statue, the honey, and the kernel, respectively. Respectively, you have to apply because Kangdaya Minyambe Sangji Khonada Nyambe Yonden Juchetandamba is one. And Thambi Chö Samu Roju Pusum Sokwe Duja Kewale Jimbar Zeba, three. Second, Dimni Bhajan Jebe Dimni Bhajadan Sepe Shumbadan Chalwa. Third, these three, compare, you know, now, these three are like the Tathagata Garbha statue obtained from the lotus, the honey, you know, obtained from the bees, and the kernel of the seed, of the grain, obtained from the husk, respectively. Teishindu means in the same way, now the three examples finished. Rangshin yi tima me ching, lowul bi kyun e nambar thakbi che dangs. Yes, in this respect, then, minyam si sang yi khona na nyambe, here, changchub tini, so, in this context, and the Rinpoche says that all the Buddhas, all the Dharmakaya aspect of the Buddhas are equal. There's no difference. And also it is explained that even the Sambhogakaya aspect of all the Buddhas are also equal. They are also equal. When he was talking about equality. However, the Nirmanakaya aspect of the Buddha are not equal, and that means they are not the same, because they manifest in different ways according to the... Yes. Then Rangsing Yitima Mejing Lower Bikyon and Number Tava Chedang. Rangsing Yitima Mejing Lower Bikyon and Number Tava. This is also talking about the same Tava Nyiden, the two kinds of purities. And Rangsing Yitima Mejing, by nature, Buddha or enlightenment, being, you know, pure, primordially pure, or right from the by nature being pure, and Lower Bikyon and Number Tava Chedang. Also, pure of the incidental stains. Yeah, kyun means stain here, or defect, incidental defect that refers to the stains, you know. Chetan. And yundengi norje se mi sheba nam gini, duji uwa da phuma ta da silva debi chetan. And yundengi norje se mi sheba. And then nam ki, with the, kiss is here with inexhaustible treasure of qualities, treasure of Buddha's quality, that means Durji Uruvata Pumatata Seva Cheva Siddhan. He removes all the poverties and all the poverties of the beings. Durji Uruvata. Ulva and the Pumba is same meaning here. Pardon? Ulva and the Pumba is the same meaning. Ulva and the Pumba. Ulva means poverty. Pumba also means poverty. Pongba. Pongba tata seba chabi chidang. And dulja namla dunga le number trove dechen ki divu jimbar chabi chirna. And dulja namla means to all the beings who are to be tamed. Dunga le number trove dechen ki divu jimbar chabi chirna. Dunga le number trove means to liberate from the sufferings. Dechen ki divu me the fruit of the great bliss. Jimbar Chebechina, since he gives, literally, he gives the fruit of great bliss, which is obtained through the complete and perfect liberation from the sufferings. Chena, Mizangwe Thakbe, Ser Sangbo Thangdala. And he is like Ser Sangbo, like the pure gold and the good, and the pure gold, which is free from mizangwa, which is free from the dirty things, you know, the dirt or tarnish mizangwa tapasir. Not tarnish, sorry, here, mizangwa tapasir, which is free from the rotten rubbish and the dirty things. Sertam. Saya bumne tembe ter chimbotan. Sertam botan. Saya bumne tembe ter chimbotan. It's like also, saya bumne tembe, a great treasure obtained from the underground place. Jivudang chibi sing jumba chitawa yila, and jivudang chibi sing jumba, and the big tree together with the fruit. Sing jumba means the tree together with the fruit. Chibi sing jumba chitawa yila. It's like Buddha is like, all these are examples. Gundu jumba rinchen tawur yende seme badan dembe chigi ku musun kibi chetan. And Gondor Jungwe, Chujiku Musum the Jurwe Chetang, you can go back from here, I think. Chujiku Musum the Jurwa means he manifested or it is realization of, you can say, the Dharmakaya, Chujiku, the Dharmakaya. Which has Gondo Jungwe Rinchen Tabur Yunden Seme Badandema, which has Yunden Seme Badandema, which has limitless quality. Yunden is quality, Seme Badandema is limitless, which has immeasurable or limitless qualities. Gondo Jungwe Rinchen Tabur, to fulfill the wishes of the being, like the Rinpoche, like the wish fulfilling gem, like the precious gem, Chetan. And dulje to kangni banam ji dabo am jamba chodu kyuba And since it being the attainment of the Longjo Dzogchen Ku, the Sambhogakaya, Dulje Tso, Kangyi Panam, the Dagbom, Jamba Chodu Chuba, Longjo Dzogchen Ku, since it is the attainment of the Sambho, Buddha attained the Sambhogakaya as Sambhogakaya, Dzogchen Ku, attained Sambhogakaya, which is Dulje Tso Kangyi Panam Ji Dagbom Jamba Chodu, which is the supreme master or the leader of the being with the two legs, that is the human being and the God beings, Rinpoche says. Dulje Tso, Dulje is who are to be tamed being. Rinchen Sele Chebe Zungye Ge Namba Tawur. Rinchen Sele Chebe Zungye Ge Namba Tawur. Namchul Na Sobe Tube Kuta Be Chena. Chirna. And he shows different, not of the Tulpiku, he shows different and various Tulpiku emanated body or apparitional body. Namtul, not of it. And Namtul is apparition, I think. Like the Rinchen Selichiwa Zungye Namba, like the different form of the Zungyin is a form, like the different forms, the form made different form of the things made with the precious gold. When the precious gold means that different kind of things made with the precious gold, material is very precious, but however there are different kind, different design and different things. So like that he shows or he manifest or not he display of it. He shows many emanated bodies, Nirmanakaya body. Khrushul Dang Tabe Rinchen Ji Kutang. Don't be chirna. Now since he is like that, now Khrushul Dang Tabe Rinchen Ji Kutang, Ngalbu Dang Tabe Kholuji Vi Yavotang, Sandam Dang Tabe Sergi Zungi Chitava Chino. Now these three again we have to apply respectively. Khrushul Dang Tabe Rinchen Ji Kutang, and he is like the statue. Zungi Chitava Shino, that we have to take for everything, for each of the three. He is exact like this statue, the precious statue, which is free from the rotten, the tattered and torn cloth. Nalbhuvdang Tabe Kholujivi Jagodang. Then Kholujivi Jago is a universal monarch, and which is free from this womb. The womb, Nalbhu means the womb. Sandam Dang Tabe Sergi Zungye, and the Sandam Dang Tabe Sergi Zungye, and the form, the image of the golden image, which is free from the sandam, the clay. They Sholoka Tangbe Divutar Shimbadang, Nive Divale Tawadang, Sumbe Kusum Yonsu Dobe Sanji Nitendo. So in these three shlokas, you know, there are three shlokas here given. The first shloka explains Shloka Tangbe Divutar Shimbadang. The first shloka explains the perfect fruit, and Nibe, the second shloka, explains Divaletrova, and the free from the obscuration, from the veil, sorry, the freedom from the veil. And the third shloka explains Kusum Yonsu Dzogbe Sangji Ni Tendo. And the third shloka explains that the Buddha, who is perfect in all three kayas, or who is perfect by all the three kayas. That's, I think you did up to here?
No.
You did it more?
No.
Really? Oh, yes, right. Then, Suma Jevar Shabala Nyi. Now, the third detailed explanation also had four and two headings. Tenyin Dupsun Dortenba. The very Tenyi Dupsul Dortenba. Tenyi, you know, the two welfares. Dupsul means how they are accomplished. Dorten means the short explanation, the brief explanation, and how the two welfares are fulfilled or they are accomplished. They think Gyabara Shepa. Then the detailed explanation of that, of the meaning of this. Now the first also has two meaning, two sections. Ngo ni ki le tang, chwe tham je ki dhagbe le so. Ngo ni ki le. Function is. Now, then, Thangbolanyi Ngoonyi Le Thang, the function of this the function is, has it been translated as a function? Eh? Le. Ngoonyi Le Thang, anyway. The function of the essence chutamje ki thagbe leso, and the function which is pure of all the phenomena. So thangbo ni sakba meba ni nyongwe gyus. Sakba meba ni nyongwe gyu. One shloka. Sakba bhaja dangje ba chungse kyang mebe pangba tharchim badang. The relinquishment is perfect because it doesn't have a slightly, even slightly, sakpa and bhaja dangcheba. The sakpa is really difficult to translate. Sakpa means, sakpa also refers here to nyomongpa, defilements. Literally, sakpa, sakpa, chu, tagi, nyomongpa, all these are synonyms, you know. Sakpa, although it has got its own definition, of course, different definition. According to Abhidharma, I think, Adho Rinpoche didn't explain Sakpa, he says just Nyamongpa, I think. But according to Abhidharma, Sakpa means to, what do you call, when you get in the mud, what do you call that? To bog, no?
Yeah, to
to be bogged, yes. That which cause bogged down, you know, sakpa. That is a defilement. So the bogi is samsara. Bogi place, you call bogi place?
Yeah.
The quicksand is samsara. And the nyomongpa which causes to get, you know, to sink you down. That's called sakpa. And causing a sinking or causing a bogging, something like that. The cause of bogging. And like nyomongpa, you know, which is the cause of affliction. That's why it is called affliction, you know. Nyamongpas are known as affliction because it brings affliction. So like this. This is also synonym. Sakpa bhaja dangcheba means nyamongpa bhaja dangcheba. Right? All the nyamongpas together with the tendencies, habitual tendencies. Pangba tharchimbata. Sheja chitawa dang shinyeba thadala khebe tokba tharchimbata. And sheja chitawa dang shinyeba thadala khebe tokba tharchimbata. And the realization is also perfect. The realization and which pervades in all the in absolute truth and relative truth. Seja chitawa kimba. Seja chitawa tang. Absolute. Seja chitawa means the real nature of the phenomena, or the real nature of the phenomena, the way the phenomena it. Chinyeba thada means the number of the phenomena. That means all the relative level of the phenomena. Seja chitava means the absolute truth. Chinyeba means the relative truth. Tadala means in all. Chape means the realization which pervades in all these things. The realization which pervades means the realization which knows both the absolute truth and the relative truth. It's perfect. Topa tharchimbate. Pangdo pusun sobaran denbi. Dhan thambe sangi teni. So in this way, the Buddha the real Buddha, the absolute Buddha, which is endowed with these two kind of to both pangba and topa, the relinquishment, perfect relinquishment and perfect realization. Then then the jigwa mejin bima chibe chujin yinde is by nature. Chujin yinde means by nature it is bima che, non-compounded, uncompounded, and jigwa mejin means undestructible. Because gane kechi me mepe tenpa tang shiwa tang takpa tang poa meba ni yinde chiros. Because you have to take, because it is free from, or it doesn't have the gawa is old age, ne is the sickness, kiwa is the birth, shiwa is the death, mepe. Since it is free from these four, so the Buddhahood is temba, shiwa, takpa, and poa meba. The Buddhahood is Buddhahood is tenpa, means stable, or you can say lasting something, you know, tenpa. Shiva, tenpa you can say eternal, Shiva you can say the peace, takpa is permanency, you know, and pova mepa means unchanging. Pova mepa is unchanging. Sorry, this mepa should apply these three, you know. Only one thing, sorry. The mepa is applied only poa mepa, unchanging, not other things. And the other negatives are just came after this. Ga ne che chi me, yes. Me means without or free from gawa, nawa, kewa, and chiwa. Yibichal. Te dewe sangye toba ne rangetun tarchimbal chepa yinla. So attainment of such Buddha, the attainment of such Buddhahood is rangetun tarchimbal chela. Tarchibachala is the rangitana tarchibachala, the fulfills one's own welfare. Tengi karbi chutamzigi neyimbi, shengitana tarchibachate. So, since tengi means this very, the perfection of rangitana, since this perfection of rangitana is the base of all the white dharma means a positive dharma, karbi chutamzi means white dharma, name is the ground or base, imbe means since it is. It perfects or it perfect the welfare of other beings. Chunyi tishin yi jingang du shikbi, sangye ni duma che namka rangi ngo ten cheba ma yin jang, zhuk tongwa la sobe ko jebe chawa jugo chita wa shindu. Chunyi tishin yi du shikbi, sangye ni, this is subject here. Chunyi tishin yi jingang du shikbi, sangye. Chunyi means the tathata. There's also absolute truth, relative absolute truth. Tishinyi is also absolute truth. Ngangdo means in the state of, Shekwe means the one who gone. Sangyinyi, who's that? That is the Buddha. Then you go back from here. Let's go back from here. Sangyi, the Buddha who has gone into the Chunyi and Tishinyi. Nini, Dumache Namka Rangi Ngo. Ngangdu Shekwa. Ngangdu means in this state of. Ngangdu is in this state of. Shekwa means gone. Or the Buddha who passed into the state of Tathata and Dharmata. Chunyi and Tishinyi is same here, synonym. Chunyi Tishinyi. So must be in the commentary, one of the words must be given in the commentary. Is there? Chunyi tishinyi jingangdo shekbe. Sangye teni, this is the Buddha, you know. So, chitawajinu kawarandeme kiwa tamangbutu choro jivanda. Jivanda tobar jivanda jivanda jivanda. Sangye teni, duma che namkha rangi ngubo tamo. So, kojyebe chanjiva chitawajinu. This Buddha, kalba dang dembe kyeo tamba yi wangwa chusho do kyeo wasu dembe chelang dito nyamsu nyamsu tokpar nyamsu. Then the verb comes at the last, tokpar gyu zeba, you know, is Buddha gyu zebe chero. You can go at the last, you know. Gyu zebe chero functions as a cause, as a base. For what? Dumache Namkarangi Ngo Tenshiba Mayinjang. Although the non compounded sky, the sky which is non compounded, Rangi Ngo, its own essence, Tenshiba Mayinjang, Rangi Ngo Tenshiba Mayinjang. The essence of the sky is not functionable. The essence of the sky doesn't function. Tenshiba Mayinjang. The sky by its essence, you know, doesn't function, it doesn't work at all. However, mayinchang means however, zuktongwala sobe kojebe, it gives the space. Kojeba means to give space, you know. It gives space or emptiness to see some forms through which we can see these forms, etc. If there's no sky, we cannot see the forms. If there's no emptiness, we cannot see the form, other forms. Zuktongwala sobe kojeba. To see the form, etc., it functions, you know, it functions to see the form, etc. For to see the form is the truth. It's called to see the form. No. Yeah, how to express in English, I don't know. Kojeba means it gives a space in order to see one, the form, etc. Although the sky being compounded by nature does not function. So that's the meaning. Kojebe. Kojebe. Chawa juba chidawa shindu. Kojebe. 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 Be. Pasa pes. Why should pass it? Kojebe. Chawa juba chidawa shindu. Kalwaran limbi. Chawa juba chidawa shindu means it functions. The whole meaning is chawa juba chidawa shindu means. Like Chitava Shindu means just as Chava Juba means it functions, you know. The whole meaning is that its function enter. It doesn't mean any like that. Chava Juba means it functions like that. Shindu Kalvarandi me kyo tambay ambutu shodo chival. In the same way, the Buddha, now Buddha is the subject, we already said. Subject already mentioned, you know. Sangji ni, up to here it is subject. The Buddha, Buddha is the cause. Kalvadang dembi kyo tambai wangbutu, the six sense faculties of the Kalvadang dembi kyo tambai, or Kalvadang dembi means the fortunate beings, you can say. Kalvadang dembi kyo tambai means the fortunate superior beings, you know, kyo tambai. The six sense faculties of the fortunate beings, chodo kyuwala, soso dang thumbi chulam ge, thuyam su nyong sing. It causes the experience of the soso dang thumbi means according to their own conduct. Here chulam means lunga ge chulam, you know. Lugi cholam, ngaki cholam, igi cholam. The conduct of physical, the mental, and the conduct of speech. Cholam ki, dhen nyamsu nyongshin. Kiwa tambaye wangbutu chodu kiwala. Sosu dang tunbi, cholam ki, dhen nyamsu nyongshin. Sosu dang tunbi, cholam ki, dhen nyamsu nyongshin. Dokbar. Sosudang Tumbi means according to their own, their means the beings, you know, according to their own Cholam. Then Nyamsu Nyongshin, Tobar Jibe, Yuzeba, you know. Nyamsu Nyongshin, then means the object. Nyamsu Nyongshin means to experience. Tobar Jibe means to understand, to realize. Ju means the Buddha. So means that Buddha functions here. Buddha functions as the cause of the object, yes, that the beings they experience according to their own jalam. Number two, chodu kyuwala, so sudam timbi jalam jil the, yamsi nyongsi tawar, yuze wari nongsi. Is it funny sentence? Funny?
Yeah.
Guangputu. Yeah. No, this is, you know, this connection is not. I don't get how to connect this. So, so now, to me, Jolam ki thoe nyam so nyong sing. Tokbar kyuvi, juze vishir. It's not clear, I don't understand. So, so now, to me, Jolam ki thoe. Nyam so nyong sing. The supreme, the six supreme sense faculties of those fortunate beings means, Rinpoche says, for example, like the sense faculty of the bodhisattvas, and one sense faculty can function to perceive many objects, to experience many objects, such as the visual sense faculty. Not only can see the object, but it also can hear, can taste, and sound also. So in this way, all the six objects they can experience only by one sense faculty. So in that way, he explains.
This means
Yes. Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas. Not ordinary beings. But I don't get this connection. To the supreme, you understand, to the supreme sense of six sense faculty of those fortunate beings. So then the whole meaning is that the Buddha appears, you know, in their sense faculties. According to their own nature, their own conduct, he appears, you know, he manifests. So this manifesting is his function of the Buddha. The meaning is that, but grammatically I don't get this connection, how to join these sentences. The meaning is like that. Means to experience the object, you know. Word by word is okay. The object of their conduct. The beings they experience. The beings they realize and then experience and realize the object. The object of their conduct, according to their, the object according to their conduct. What does it mean? They have a chero anyway. It's quite a big lesson, long lesson. Yeah, this one. Tishin sheba kashin tambaye wangbo chudu nyam su nyam wikyo. No. More than that. Sakwa meni nyongwe gyu, yes. Sakwa me chap jingme chwe chente. Tenshi takwa fome ne yin no. It's the fome. Tishin shekwa kashin tamba yi wangpo chudu nyam su nyongwe gyu. Yeah, it all goes up to here. The root one is quite easy, I think, in one way. Sakpa me kyap jingme chwe chinte. Tenshi takpa phome ne yinu. Tishin shekpa kashin thamba yi wangpo chukde nyam su nyam yinu. Tishin shekpa tathagata kashin means like this guy. Thamba yi wangpo chuk. Kiwa thamba yi wangpo chuk. The six. The six sense faculties of the supreme beings, Tambayi. But here, the supreme is given here first, you know. It's very funny. Kyo Tambayi Ongbutu. Yeah. The supreme being, that refers to the bodhisattvas, you know. Ongbo tuk, thay nyam su nyam yu. he's the cause of the experience of the object, you know. That means he manifests as the object that the superior beings experience in different way. That means in different form he manifests, Buddha manifests.
Why is it only for bodhisattvas he wants to?
Pardon?
Why is it only for bodhisattvas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some, it's more doubt is there. So then one more, you know, Sri Rinpoche didn't explain. Rujitso kang nibbana jitabo nambasho longje dzogpa. Longje dzogpa ko is appears to the only bodhisattvas, not the beings of two legs, you know. Normal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We had that also doubt to ask tomorrow.
From structure of the text,
yeah.
Because it describes on all the order from 9 times.
Jiwa thamba ye wangbo chu chok tu jiwa la, so se dung tenbi. Kawa nne me jiwa thamba ye wangbo chu chok tu jiwa la. So this, I don't know really, Rinpoche says like that. To me it sounds like that, kalwa thamba me jiwa thamba means those fortunate beings, you know. To those fortunate beings, those whoever sees the Buddha in different forms, they are fortunate beings, aren't they? They should be fortunate beings. And, Wangpo Chuk Chok Tu Chuwa means maybe the, it may be the supreme means in the pure sense of faculty, you know. Pure sense faculty. Pure vision, I mean. Okay. Those who got pure vision, then they can see. So although we didn't see the Buddha, because he had, you know, he came 2,000 years before. But our visions were not pure. You know. Well, we may see him. If we see him in the form of animals, then our sense faculty is pure because we have some karma, good karma. That's why we have seen. Maybe in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Very general,
should be very general, yes. 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 I think it should be very functional, very, very general one should be.
Yeah.
Normally he appears in the different forms, you know, in different ways. So it should be very general one, in fact. Kalva Dandema means very fortunate being, you know. Kalva Dandema is fortunate. It should be like that. It's a very general one here. It's not referring to any particular beings, you know, bodhisattva or ordinary beings, in fact. It is just any fortunate beings, you know, who saw the Buddha. Object to be experienced by these fortunate beings and the cause of their realizations. That is his function. Sentences are so long. The commentaries are full of synonyms. That makes it complicated. Full of synonyms. But however, the synonyms are slightly different, you know. Not exactly the same meaning. Still, although they're very, very close, but still some, you know, some difference there.